the next 6 hours, providing you with news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And for a listener, in this beautiful day of the start of the weekday, you know what that means, but even though it's not the start, it's the middle of the weekday. And of course, for a listener, in this beautiful morning, let's begin today's broadcast, of course, with a song. Talking about a song, The Massive, Rosa, featuring David Noah, with the title, Pernah Memiliki, or Used to Have. And speaking of used to have, I used to have something that really meant something for me. But even though that used to have, of course, it goes away, and not always with us. But still, even though it's gone, doesn't mean the memories will gone also with it. It will also stay, just like us, that will always be with you, providing you with news in online streaming in voinews.id, shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and our application in RRE Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And so without any further ado, for listener and of course, the viewers of the online streaming and RRE Digital, let's begin today's broadcast with a song from The Massive, Rosa, featuring David Noah, Pernah Memiliki.
Tapi tak ada salahnya bila ku merasakan children love their screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay.
Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me.
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit teenstop.org.
One of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumain Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. we recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists, such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish.
Dan hidupku
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Mengapa ku masih sendirian di kala musim lagi pada jadian? Andai ku bisa berpegangan tangan dengan pacar impian yang tak kunjung datang. I need love. Pacaran buatku galau seolah ketinggalan, jadi males ke acara nikahan, dikepoin semua dengan pertanyaan. Anila I really need it, wanna feel it. I need love, cause I'm tired of being single. I wanna mingle, I want that single. I need them Kylie's, all candles, yeah. Been out of the game, but now I'm back, I'm ready to score. But now I'm more determined, now I'm in control. So to all the pretty ladies out there, if you're listening, if you're looking for some loving, DM my Instagram, yeah. Cause I wanna give you all my loving, I wanna give you all my heart, yeah. Now I'm holding your hands and we're together, but then I realize I'm in a daydream, damn.
I need love.
Kasalami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasalami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasalami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasuami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This dough is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasuami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasuamis. Kasuami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasuami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kasuami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kasuami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Boy listener, today I'm going to talk about something. If you are here for the first time in Jakarta, Indonesia, here is a tips and tricks on how to travel in Jakarta from driving your own vehicle to taxis, trains, and buses. And here's how to get around the city. The first one, of course, credit cards and motorcycles, but if you came here to Jakarta, Indonesia, it is possibly the first thing you notice is this super duper traffic, because many people here have many private vehicles for them to get around. So if you just got here, the first thing you can take is offline taxis. Offline taxis is one of the most convenient ways to get around this city. By taking taxi, you can grab them off from the streets or just stands at found malls, hotels, and other high traffic places. The most popular and most trustworthy taxi company is, of course, not going to say it, and there are also premium taxis for you to choose. Then there are online taxis. This online taxi is not only comes in cars, but also motorcycles. You can take something from cars, motorcycle, and even public transport tickets you can get from them. And online taxis is usually used by having payments from an application or even your credit card or maybe cash. And it is super convenient here in Jakarta, Indonesia. Then we have public transportation like buses, like TransJakarta. TransJakarta is this main thing, main bus here in Jakarta, Indonesia for you to travel. So if you want to take buses, TransJakarta is the way. Then we have Metro Minis, but it's not here anymore. It changed to TransJakarta. We have commuter line or the train station that you can take electric train to drive around the city. Not drive, but ride around the city. Then we have MRT or the train that goes up above the city streets of Jakarta, and of course you can have fun while enjoying the view, of course. Or maybe, and the last one is biking and walking. That is the most common thing you can do, but make sure to bring an umbrella and maybe some sunscreen, because the heat is sometimes super duper hot, so make sure to always keep your health up. So, to keep your health up and always feel hydrated, you can, of course, drink and eat coconut and maybe an add milk, so we have coconut milk, just like from a song from Project Pop with Coconut.
Yogyakarta City is an interesting tourism attraction. It has not only a lot of cultural and artistic heritage, but also has many beautiful and natural tourism objects that can spoil visitors' eyes. One of them is a multi-level waterfall called Grojogan Watu Purbo. Grojogan Watu Purbo, located in Duku Bangunrejo, Merdekorejo Village, Temple District, Sleman Regency, Yogyakarta, is also known as Grojogan Watu Purbo Bangunrejo because it is located in Duku Bangunrejo. Grojogan Watu Purbo has an unusual grojogan or waterfall, such as a six-level terracing and flowed by a series of small waterfalls. The waterfalls from the Krasak River. Grojogan Watu Purbo has actually been existing since 1975. Initially, this place was built because of the Merapi project, which built a dam to hold back lava flow when an eruption occurred. In this area, there is actually a grojogan or a waterfall on the left and right and large old stones. It is not known for sure the age of the stones. That's why it's called Grojogan Watu Purbo, which means ancient rock waterfall. Grojogan Watu Purbo is famous for its very beautiful scenery with six levels of towering waterfalls. The best view is seen in the morning when the sun rises, coupled with the chirping of birds greeting visitors. The rocks that decorate the river are so exotic, it's ideal to be a stopping place when playing water. This place is appropriate for all ages. Visitors can explore every corner of Grojogan Watu Purwo and every level, and also sit on a large rock while looking at the beauty of Grojogan. You can also swim here and of course the mistaking selfies. The best time to visit Grojogan Watu Purwo is the rainy season, but you should avoid it when the rainfall is too heavy.
Ministry of Environment and Forestry, the average Indonesian produces around 0.7 kilograms of waste per day. Almost 10 million people live in Jakarta. That's a whole lot of waste. Bantar Gebang is 40 kilometers west of Jakarta. It's Indonesia's largest landfill. They process around 8,000 tons of rubbish every day. Around 18,000 families call it home. According to locals, some scavengers take 15 to 20 paracetamol at a time. Grueling days are spent picking through decaying food scraps and glistening coloured plastics. Most make less than $10 per day. On the 30th of January 2019, Reza Bonard spoke to a room full of professionals, diplomats and journalists on the 42nd floor of Jakarta's World Trade Center. The event was held by the professional women's group from the British Chamber of Commerce Indonesia. At the front of the room, standing about 5 foot tall, she spoke clearly and confidently in English, her second language. It was strong enough to be well understood, but flawed enough to hold strong Indonesian character.
Okay, my name is Reza. I grew up in Bantar Gebang. People call me Princess of the Dance. I'm a princess. I don't have bracelets. I don't have a crown, so I'm just Reza from Bantar Gebang. The best dance ever. This is how we call our program, our project in Bantar Gebang.
Reza is from West Sumatra. Her family moved to Bantar Gebang when she was just a little girl. They watched it transform from rice paddies to wasteland. Reza's 18-year-old sister, Ian, told me the hardest part about being from Bantar Gebang is the way that people treat you. Reza told me why her parents decided to move to the area.
Oh, my home, you can feel like the truck is queuing for hours just to load the rubbish. Before, 24 years ago, it was the beautiful rice field. So in front of my home and beside my home. The reason why my parents bought this land, because my parents want me to experience to live nearby the rice field.
Reza Bonard was picked on in school. Her shoes smelt like cat poo. Despite hardship, she was able to receive a university education in Depok.
I was lucky. I got my foster parents from the UK, so I got scholarship to study in the university. Otherwise, I couldn't speak in front of you today because I don't know anything about English, how to say. Even my English is broken, but I'm very confident to speak in front of you.
Since enjoyed a fruitful career in technology and she's an activist. She's passionate about women, children and education in Indonesia. That's why she founded BGBG, an activity centre cross hostel. The name directly translates to Seeds of Bantar Gebang. She's giving back to her community.
If you're like, why you plan Bantar Gebang as the best dam ever? Because we say, if people call this place as nasty, disgusting, stinky, me, the one who grew up at Bantar Gebang, this is the best place, the best dam. Because I can grow up here, I met my foster parents in Bantar Gebang, because of my broken English, and then we have BGBG, the place to motivate the children to never scare, to dream high.
Thank you. CGBG describes itself as a hostel and hub, or the kingdom of Bantugabung. Foreigners and Indonesians stay at the dump and volunteer. Carpenters build facilities and students teach English.
Send your waste to Bantugabung, your rubbish to Bantugabung. So come to Bantugabung and clean it.
Reza says all of the children from BGBG are like her brothers and sisters, but she also has one biological sister.
I told the children many times, if you have problem at school, no matter public or private, I will come to talk to the principal. Because happened to my sister Iin before, she has no birth certificate, elementary school. I went to the school, talked to principal. This girl lived with me. I'm the one who pay for her school, and then she has no birth certificate, but she needs education, and I want her in the best school. And then the principal said to me, yeah, but we need birth certificate. I said, with or without birth certificate, she needs education.
Now, Reza's sister Iin studies international relations at the Institute of Social and Political Science in Jakarta. Every weekend, she travels by train and motorbike rideshare to Bantugabung. She helps teach English classes during the weekend. I asked her how she feels about coming from Bantugabung.
I'm happy for like when I grow up and then we have like teachers who tell us about like it doesn't matter where we're from. Mm-hmm. If we do work hard and then we believe that we can make it, because like in BGBG they always tell it's not about money, it's about like you treat other people nicer.
If you're interested in volunteering and visiting the dump, or to contribute something to the BGBG project, you can find out more at bgbg.org. But if you do go and visit, please don't hold your nose, because to Iin and Reza, it's the best dump in the world.
Sebulan ombak temani semesta mendiri. hendak warna tawa beranda. Tinggalkan wajahku terlihat jejak hampa tak bermakna merampas semangat yang dulu. Bahagia bertata tak hirau pandangan tersimpan dalam hati dalam jiwa bersama.
No one can stop us. Let's go.
Well, listener, before we move on to the next hours, don't forget to dance from J-Rocks, where you can always listen and send your message through our social media and dance around with your fingers, typing the message to us in Facebook account The Voice of Indonesia and Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. Only on Voice of Indonesia, where you can chat with me and the other presenters of Voice of Indonesia. And enough with me, let's dilly-dally and listen to J-Rock Dance.
Dengarkanlah lagu ini, buang semua bebanmu, jangan bersedih. Ikuti irama dentuman musik ini, goyangkan tubuhmu dan kita bergembira. Yang tua dan yang muda semuanya sama, kita di sini tiada berbeda. Dan juga bersama-sama goyangkan tubuhmu dan kita bergembira. Come on, we can sing together. Come on, we can move together. Come on, let's have fun together. Come on, party on forever. Bersama-sama satukan semangat kita, hilangkan sangka yang memisahkan kita. Tunjukkan pada dunia kita punya cinta. Sekarang saja, one, two, three. Come on, we can sing together. Come on, we can move together. Come on, let's have fun together. Come on, party on forever.
Here's Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Economic updates from food aid postponed, investment goals and LPG distribution adjustment. Jakarta's air quality rated moderate on Wednesday morning. And now the news in details. The government postponed the distribution of 900,000 tons of rice under the Food Supply and Price Stabilization Program until after the main harvest season to prevent a decline in farmers' grain prices. Their development, President Prabowo Subianto supports efforts to increase investment across various sectors, aiming for a target of 3.414 trillion rupiah by 2029. Additionally, the government has reconstructed the distribution of 3 kilograms LPG cylinders by converting retailers into sub-distributors to ensure subsidies reach the intended recipients. The second news on Wednesday, February 5th, 2025 at 6 a.m., Jakarta's air quality index was recorded at 55, placing it in the moderate category. Ranking position, Jakarta as the city with the 85th worst air quality globally at that time. In past, Dhaka, Bangladesh had the poorest air quality worldwide with an AQI of 246. And that was Newsline.